This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CNSHealthcare.com to learn more.
If you want to instantly add style or personality to your home or business, call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds in Memphis. He'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation, show you all the samples, colors, and options from a beautiful mobile showroom, measure everything, price the job, order the products, and come back to install them in 1 to 3 weeks. It's that simple and easy. No need to try to wrestle with it yourself. Affordable Blinds is the highest quality and the shortest turnaround time. So call Affordable Blinds at 753-5822 or just Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It's the easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing, has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch, all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings that are top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies night is Thursday, and Sunday they have the Bluegrass Brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking holiday parties, so go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
National contest data message rates apply. Now it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash all month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, guys, your 12 o'clock cash code word is cereal. C-E-R-E-A-L. Text cereal to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN. Again, the cash code word this hour is cereal. C-E-R-E-A-L. Text cereal to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
2908, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley House breaking down them things.
The Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies, your 2-1 Memphis Grizzlies. They're also the official realtor of the J&J Show. That's because they've sold my home. They've got me in a new home. I'm all excited about it. Getting ready to have the house warm. I'm going to have John Martin out there. He's been asking me when he's going to get invited. We got to get it straight first, John.
I hear you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to see this beautiful home that Wouldn't Live Love happening. Got you in.
Wouldn't be happening if not for them.
Yeah, they do things different over there. And that's why they're the best in Memphis. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all. And they don't charge extra for those extras. A lot of times, if your home didn't sell the first time on the market, it's not a price issue. It's a marketing issue. That's exactly what they do best. They market the home aggressively, not passively. And it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they're just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days.
They're going to set that price so right for you. You're going to get full asking. You're going to get everything you want. They got me, accomplished all my dreams, John Martin. We're out of Raleigh, baby. We're moving on up. Thanks to the folks at Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. You're going to want to write that down. Again, 685-6000. The person to call, Jennifer Carstensen. She's the quarterback of this team. That also includes Robbie Marbury and April Darnell. Dream team is what I call them. They'll do that work for you as well. Live, Love, Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Real quick, Kiki Tandy, who, of course, played for Team Thad.
Yeah, don't call him Kiki. Don't call me Kai Kai Tandy.
Yeah, Kiki, don't call me Kai Kai Tandy. Right. It looks like Kai Kai, though. Like Kiki
K-Y.
Would be an E, whatever. It's not my name. It's his name. Anyway, he committed to Xavier.
I saw that.
Committed to Xavier over Ole Miss. Interesting news there. He's a top 150 guard. All right, I've got an update for you on DJ Jeffries. The rundown this week is presented to you by Tunica Casinos. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so earlier this morning, I reached out to Corey Jefferson. I asked him, hey, anything new on the DJ Jeffries recruitment? Anything we need to know? Now, if you've been paying attention, this particular recruitment has baffled this show. It's just baffled this show. We think, all right, they're in there. All right, they're backing off. All right, wait, no, they're not. What is going on? This has been one of the more perplexing recruitments in recent history for the University of Memphis. DJ Jeffries, again, top 25 over at ESPN. You know, listen, I thought, you know, now it's probably a good time to ask, hey, what's the news? What's the latest? Mm-hmm. What's the situation? And this is what Corey Jeffries said. And again, this is from Corey Jeffries, who, by the way, like this trope out there, there is a trope out there that, that Corey doesn't have any quote unquote juice, right? In this decision, it's out there. That's just not true. I mean, first of all, like, think about what you're saying when you say that. You're saying that a kid's dad doesn't have, like, say-so in a decision. But it's also just beyond that, just not true. So that needs to be said. Secondly, this is what Corey Jeffries responded with.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, John? Yeah. Penny and Madlock came by the house on Sunday and had a very productive meeting with the family. It was reiterated that DJ is a priority. So we're all good with that. Their family. I mean, we are family. I mean, that's what I need right now. At this point, I feel like we need some we are family music every time we talk about DJ Jeffries.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what it sounds like. He says they're family, right? They played together. They played for Penny on the AAU circuit.
Yep.
Now Penny's recruiting them to Memphis, and he is recruiting them to Memphis. That is confirmed. That is 100 billion percent confirmed. Like, this is not a situation where Memphis backed off because...
Told you that last week.
Penny and Madlock are family.
Mm-hmm. Told you that last week that Memphis had not backed off. And I guess they didn't need to go to the in-school visit and do it with Mississippi State and Ole Miss and Alabama. Why? Well, they're not Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Alabama. Memphis is Memphis. They've decided to make this kid a priority. They've told us they're sticking on that, and they showed it by going and visiting him on Sunday. I'm just kind of going off, you know, kind of what we know about that staff, and I just remember, you know, there toward the end with Tyler Harris, that meeting with Tony and with Penny, and how successful a meeting that was. And I just wonder, when you hear Corey say, okay, they've told us we're still a priority.
Yep.
You know, they've kind of set the record straight. It feels like one of those maybe final meetings before this wraps up. Sounds to me like good news, particularly when you put it now with the Instagram post.
Correct.
Which feels like it would have come out after the visit on Sunday that they make. So, and that post was DJ Jeffries messing with Malcolm Dandridge about the number Malcolm having on during his official visit being his number at Memphis. And I was making this point to Jeffrey Wright yesterday. You know, kids love attention. We've seen it with Wiseman. We've seen him on Twitter. You know, they love to ask you, hey, where I should go and get all the tweets back. But it's one thing to want that, right? And that attention, which all kids do, ourselves, we've been in those shoes. It's another thing to say, hey, that's my number to a guy that's already going to Memphis. Hey, even if y'all are friends, That's a if you know you're not going to Memphis and you're just messing with him and he's wearing your number, that's a pretty high level of trolling. That's not just a, you know, getting a kid seeking attention.
That is a good point.
And would you do that right now? Would you troll when you know, as DJ does, that you are at the center of a very heated recruiting battle between all these schools? The last thing you're going to do is troll any of these fan bases. He knows that was going to be read by the Memphis fan base, the whole, you know. And I'm not telling you the decision is made that it's Memphis, but what we said last week, you know, after it initially looked like they had backed off him, talked to staff, no, not the case. You hear the follow-through meeting on Sunday. You see DJ tweeting about Memphis and his number the next day. And for as much buzz as there was, you know, 6, 7 days ago, 5 days ago about Mississippi State, these developments, yep, I would think, would lead you to some buzz that, particularly with the Sunday meeting, that maybe this thing gets done and it goes the way we originally thought it would when DJ decommitted from Kentucky with Penny Hardaway landing. So it's good news for Memphis. I don't see any way it isn't.
I think it is good news. These are the kinds of meetings that happen.
They've been effective for Memphis, these kinds of meetings.
These are things get done. I mean, that's just kind of these are
things get straightened out,
you know,
and done.
Exactly. Let's get this thing done.
What you think?
I'm not predicting anything. I'm out of that business. I really am. There's no benefit to predicting anymore. I mean, there's just not. DJ did, of course, tweet that his decision was coming soon today, this morning, which mm-hmm. would make sense. The timing makes a lot of sense given Memphis comes in on Sunday. You know, it's a good and productive meeting. Because, like, the only thing that we have been consistent about on the DJ Jeffries recruitment is that they want to feel like they are a priority, right? That mm-hmm. is what Corey says to
and
me.
And we wondered if they felt that way during
correct.
Madness.
That is what Corey says to me every single time we talk. It's about DJ feeling like a priority, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about a top 40 kid. He's not a top 80 kid. He's not a top 150 kid. He's on ESPN, he's top 25. Everywhere else, he's top 40. So this is, I mean, he's part of the, like, 1% in college basketball recruiting, right? So I don't think it's out of line for him to want to feel like a priority. Do you?
No. The other thing, no. I mean, all kids want to feel like a priority, period. I mean, the number 230 kid in the country wants to feel a priority at the school he picks. But, yes, it's very important with some of these high, you know, elite-level prospects. I would say this, too, just to add to some of this timing stuff. You know, as recently as yesterday, I told you I had been hearing that at least the Mississippi State staff believed that this was going to go on a little longer, that, you know, maybe be back up here in a couple of weeks, that this thing might go all the way into signing time or the early signing period, November 14th through 21st. We were speculating yesterday that as a result of that, Mississippi State thinking it's going to be that long before a decision, that maybe DJ waits until then, you do it with the hats. But so to hear him, John, now, after you know about the Sunday meeting with Memphis, he had those in schools with the other three schools. To hear that now, that this morning, him tweeting or putting it, what was it, Instagram or tweeting, whatever he's doing on social media,
yeah,
saying it's coming soon, after you'd heard that Mississippi State was that sort of move up, perhaps, in the decision, that would represent to me, again, we've talked about, you know, the importance of being the last official visit and sort of being that last thing fresh in a kid's mind. Well, in this sense, Memphis would be, because it was the last meeting with him on Sunday. You're now saying you're making the decision soon. Again, I'm throwing a lot of things together. Mississippi State thought it might come a little later. That to me would spell good news. Now, again, I'm not painting a track that says he's going to Memphis. But if you're looking for, you know, people gave us, you know, 2 weeks ago was Ole Miss.
Correct.
You know,
then it went Mississippi State.
Then it went back to Mississippi State. And so for Memphis fans, I think if you want to be buzzed, there's certainly significant enough developments here that I think there's, you'd certainly think that Memphis still with a great shot and certainly still squarely in the picture.
Well, they are that we know is a fact. You're not going in home with a kid on Sunday if you're not in it. So
correct.
And you're not telling him that he's a priority, you know, if he's not. So, and then again, this is all according to
not at this point in the game. Not at this point with where you are with your other ones.
Correct.
Your other prospects.
So, listen, the stakes are high here. I mean, if you're Memphis, to me, you've got to get this done. I mean, if you're really going to go all in with the kid like you have,
I told you that. Like you make him a priority.
They've gone all in on DJ Jeffries.
You got to get the local ones that you want.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say now you didn't want him.
To your point, that tells the other schools you're wasting your time. That helps you in the future. That it saves you. It saves you a lot of trouble when you've got a high profile guy in Memphis. Remember when Josh had it on lock? Other coaches wouldn't come around. Because why? Because when Memphis is good, when they've got good things going on there, you're wasting your time.
Yep.
The good ones are going to want to go over there. And so why should I even waste my time? I'm going to go look at the next kid that's not from Memphis. It helps you when you build that wall. It saves you a lot of trouble in the future. So there's reason, you know, whether it's optically, any strategically, everything else, to keep landing these top guys from Memphis and show these folks you're wasting your time when you come in here and try to get the guys that we want.
Yep, that's exactly right. So that's the update. Memphis goes in home with DJ Jeffries on Sunday. It goes well. They reiterated that DJ is a priority, and a decision is now coming soon, according to DJ Jeffries on Twitter. This one's going to be interesting.
Next story.
All right, there's a lot to go through here. Lakers last night in a game, quite frankly, for the ages. 143-142 losing overtime to the San Antonio Spurs. That score is right, 143-142. Lakers lost a 6-point lead in overtime and now fall to 0-3. And as John said early in the show, you wake up this morning, all you see is a Kobe talk. And it's because LeBron missed a couple of key free throws with 12 seconds left in OT. And the Lakers were up 1 at that point. Okay, would have won there if he had not missed. There's an interesting stat about LeBron and free throws the last 2 years. I'm going to read to you. Might blow you away. The other thing was he missed a jumper at the end of overtime that could have won it instead of, trying to get to the free throw line. He's shooting step-back jumpers down. It's a shot he takes quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it's a shot I think also would serve as evidence of that fear I've been telling y'all about for a long time that LeBron has. It's one weakness. It's being on the free throw line. You, according to ESPN stats and info, John, I'll give you this stat before we talk about the rest of this game. In the final 15 seconds of the fourth quarter, LeBron is 10 of 21 on free throws in one-score games since the start of last season. I'm going to rewind that back. 10 of 21, basically, in clutch free throw situations at the end of games. That's the worst free throw percentage of any player with at least 10 free throw attempts in those situations. 48%! Less than 50. Don't tell me that dude wants to be on the line at the end of the game. He's fine taking the shot, y'all.
Right.
He's clutch. He's hit enough of them, as Nick Wright tells us all the time, more than Jordan. But what he doesn't want to do is drive to that basket and risk getting the foul called and being on that line and let that determine it. So whatever. It's not something new. We've known it's there. It's certainly evidence of it. And the numbers themselves jump out at you. I mean, LeBron's LeBron. He's a machine. But 10 of 21, again, over the last 2 years in clutch free throw situation game time is putrid. It's awful. And it explains why he shoots those step backs at the end of the season. Here's the other thing. Did you see Jonathan Williams in this game? I saw you tweeting about him when he signed the two-way. I'm speaking of J3, Jonathan Williams III, who grew up here in Memphis, starred at Southwind,
yep.
Signed as John was there. Well, that was a commitment ceremony,
It was a commitment / signing, yeah.
John was there, signed with Missouri, had a good career there, then transferred as a graduate transfer to Gonzaga, where he played and did well. Went undrafted, but was picked up, obviously, by the Los Angeles Lakers. 6'9", came off the bench last night. He was activated because of the suspensions going on with the Lakers. He was activated last night. Ends up coming up with 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 block shots. Was all over the floor. And you're not going to believe this. They were talking about him to lead off First Take this morning. Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith. You got it, Mattress? Let's hear it.
I was so juiced last night watching this game. And guys, it was Jonathan Williams fighting for balls and running back on defense after putbacks.
Just activated because of the suspensions.
This dude,
undrafted.
This dude is like, you want that guy on your team.
What about that?
Last night from Jonathan Williams.
How about that?
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
The Kellerman sound like he's ready to get Lakers season tickets because of J3.
He's ready to give J3 a max contract.
No, but he was. I couldn't believe, I'm watching, they're breaking down, you know, LeBron and taking shots and all that. All of a sudden, Max Kellerman's praising Jonathan Williams III, and why not? He was fantastic last night, brought some much-needed energy to the Lakers. I've told you, they don't have a ton of big guys. You know, they've got McGee, JaVale McGee, and then they've got, you know, LeBron playing the four sometimes, and they've got J3. He's on a two-way deal, so obviously his time with the big club is limited. But last night, he certainly made the most of it. We're happy for him as Memphians. Quiet guy. J3, one of the most quiet local hoopers we've seen come up, right? Was never, hey, I'm this, I'm that, I should be ranked this. Always just took care of his business, always just put on his hard hat, went to work. So it's good to see him and all that hard work paying off last night. They come up short, the Lakers do. And as John said, can't believe this, but Shelvin Max won more games for his team than LeBron has for his. The Lakers are 0-3. They're going to be fine, though. Did you see Josh Hart last night? Josh Hart was fantastic. I told you about Luke Walton crying afterwards about the free throws. I'm not worried about it. I think the Lakers still a playoff team. They've got some kinks to work out. But J3, congratulations to you, young man. Last night
that
out there,
awesome.
he's getting these rundown blocks and putbacks. Good for J3.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, George Sedano is going to join us. George Sedano, of course, of ESPN. He's out there in L.A., so he's got a pulse on exactly how they're feeling out there in Los Angeles today. They are 0-3, but I would venture to guess. I've joked around and I've said trade LeBron, but I would venture to guess nobody out there is panicking. But maybe they are. Maybe after last night, LeBron chokes it. Yeah, does anybody have eyes on the LeBron mural? Because that's getting taken down again. Somebody's going to put Kobe pictures over it today.
Don't do that.
The Kobe obsession is rearing
its ugly
head.
He did put you in OT, in fairness, LeBron, with the three-pointer. I mean, if you got no LeBron, you're not even in the game. Let's be real now.
Yeah, but they don't think about it like that. They're just like, look, Kobe would have made those free throws. That's just how they're going to look at it. That was not a good start.
That's what I asked Sedano. Did they do that to Kobe? You know, say, well, you'll never be Magic. You know, was it that hard the way they go at LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Like, those Kobe defenders, man, are... They will go to the. They will die for that man.
They will definitely die for that man. So we'll talk to George Dono about all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 10/31.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do t-shirt, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to get my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
It's football time in Memphis, and if you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, it sure better be home selling time in Memphis. And just like you may have a favorite team, favorite coach, or favorite players, you may not have a favorite real estate agent. If you don't, think about drafting me, Sheldon Rosengarten, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I always tell people they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out who will be the best quarterback of their home selling team. Have you heard people say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon? Find out why my award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also find out how to take advantage of our worldwide relocation network. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and go Tigers.
It's time. time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
It's officially football season. Lots of tailgating, lots of time on the couch watching games. And if you're like me, you like to spend a chunk of your weekends in front of a TV sipping drinks. And if you're like me, the drink you're going to be sipping is going to feature New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about New Amsterdam Vodka for years. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and the newest flavor, grapefruit. So if you haven't tried grapefruit yet, be sure to grab a bottle next time you're out. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, in a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Make it a Tomahawk Tuesday at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. 2 salads, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk, 2 sides, and 2 desserts for just $120 on Tuesdays.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fleet salesman is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. So make sure you visit CEC 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive right now. Throughout the entire month of October, all commercial Gravely lawnmowers, including all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers, they are on sale.
And remember, you get 0% financing for up to 48 months on selected models. It's the Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Events going on at Commercial Equipment. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive, just south of Summer Avenue. Call 275-8177. Again, that number, 275-8177.
George Sedano does it all for ESPN. Also hosts Sedano Show out in ESPN LA. He joins us now. George, what's going on, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you guys?
You got anything to talk about today? I don't know.
LA and Boston seem to be the sports capitals of the world right now. There's plenty to talk about. I don't think there's any question.
So over under, 70,000 mentions for you about Kobe Bryant in the last 12 hours?
Yeah. Listen, man, I think that anyone who thought that this team, the Lakers, were going to be some sort of juggernaut right out of the gate was either delusional or just, naive, right? Like, there's only degrees to it because – this team, I think their ceiling at best is kind of a 4 or 5 seed, and that's if everything went right.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's still early, so I guess, you could always right the ship. Look, I've been around LeBron teams that have started pretty poorly, even though none of them started 0-3. It's a strange scenario, but not all that uncommon for him. So I think that they've got some flaws in the roster construction. I've been kind of beating that drum basically since the summer, and all of that's rearing its ugly head right now, not to mention those suspensions don't help.
Will there be Kobe fans, George? You know these folks way better than we do, who never give LeBron the respect just because Kobe's their guy, and they don't root against him, right? I mean, I certainly you wouldn't root against your own team, but like how the makeup of those folks, will they just always hold it against him? Kobe will always be better?
Yeah, they will, and it's a very small minority. Like,
okay.
Actually,
okay.
You know, not that Twitter is some sort of representation of what
echo chamber we like to call it.
Yeah. But when I put up a poll about this months ago, during the stuff that happened with the murals being defaced,
yep.
You know, 84%. I basically put up a poll, will Laker fans embrace LeBron? And 84% came back yes.
Good. Yes.
There was a 16% that said no, though. You know what I mean? So it is a very small minority. There are people that will call into my radio show when we talk about the greatest of all time. And obviously we include LeBron in that conversation. And they feel like we're disrespecting Kobe Bryant by not including him in that conversation. Mm. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we did an all-time NBA rank at ESPN.com and asked everybody to kind of rank their top 100 of all time. And I had Kobe at 11 at that point. And I don't see anything that's kind of made me change my mind.
Yeah.
And that drives people here insane that's the case. But look, man, there's no shame in that. I mean, the 11th best player in the history of the sport, that's pretty impressive. I mean, there's been, tens of thousands of players in the history of that league. It's just insane.
George, does he take that jumper? I'm speaking of LeBron now. Does he take that jumper at the end of overtime, that step back? It's a shot he's made a lot. And a shot he's taken at the end of other games because he fears the free throw line. Mike would have driven that ball. I know this is a fundamental discussion here. Mike would have tried to get to the free throw line. Is it because LeBron fears the free throw line that he's more comfortable shooting that step back J at the end of games?
It's not that LeBron fears the free throw line. And I know there's that stat out there about 48% from the line.
Yeah.
I mean, but granted, that situation doesn't arise all that often when we're talking about 21 times. You know what I mean? Like 21 attempts, that is. But look, Michael Jordan hit a ton of jumpers. Like, people forget that. You know what I mean? Like, guys have their spots on the floor. And LeBron, that left side of the elbow, you know, from the three-point line extended is kind of his spot. Look, I covered Dwayne Wade for years. And that's Dwayne Wade's area, too. Not out to the three-point line, but that left elbow extended from the paint. Like, that's just guys have their spots, and they feel comfortable they can hit that shot all the time. I remember the year before the Warriors won the championship, when LeBron was in Miami still, he hit a shot like that with Andre Iguodala draped all over him. And you're talking about a guy who maybe defends LeBron as well as anyone. So he's hit that shot a million times. I just think he was gassed, to be honest with you, at the free throw line.
Sure.
I mean, he's running at a pace that he's never run at before. Yeah, in Miami, they used to run, him and Dwayne Wade. We always used to, you know, see them kind of in transition or whatnot. But the pacing wasn't what it is in this particular case. As much as we remember that being a team that ran up and down, it doesn't run up and down as much as this Lakers team. And at almost 34 years old, I feel like that stuff is already taking a toll on LeBron. Like, they may have to slow this thing down and play a style that's more familiar and more comfortable with him.
I can certainly see that.
And to that point, George, I mean, and you touched on it a little bit. You were there, you know, obviously in Miami when he got the guys together, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and you know, they obviously tried to do that thing in Miami. It took basically the I remember, you know, they were 500, you know, the first 20 games of that season. They lost in that NBA Finals to, you know, the Dallas Mavericks with you know, old Jason Kidd. So if that roster, which had Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron all in their prime, if it took them a year, it's definitely going to take this Lakers roster at least that, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I actually think that it may take more than that. I think you can look at 20 games here potentially before more than 20 games before you actually look and see what this team is. It could be 25 or 30. In the West, though, that may not happen quick enough, depending on how everyone else is in that situation. Now, look, we can't predict injuries on teams and things like that. So strange things can happen at the bottom of even the Western Conference. But, yeah, you're right. They were 9-8 in Miami. He bumped Eric Spoelstra. I remember that being a thing for like a week. I don't think he's going to bump Luke Walton this time. I think he's learned from that. They struggled. And as you pointed out, they had two Hall of Fame players playing with him in their primes. So this is a team with a bunch of young guys and a bunch of guys also Rans, basically, guys on 1 year contracts. So this team isn't that roster, you know, like, and that's the thing. This team isn't even Kyrie and Kevin Love the first year.
Right.
And that team started 19-20, okay, at the midway point of the season.
Yeah, and I think what we're also seeing is kind of what a lot of us maybe thought going into this year. You know, this is a randomly assembled cast of characters, right? I mean, you've got, of course, LeBron, who wouldn't love to have LeBron? But around him, you've got Michael Beasley, and you've got Rajon Rondo, and you've got Lance Stephenson. Like, this is a kind of, I'll be honest, this is a tough group to coach, right? I mean, when you look at the way it's made up.
Oh, man. Luke Walton has the toughest job in the NBA this year. I mean, look, coaching LeBron is hard enough because he's the type of guy. And look, I know Luke has spoken to Eric Spoelstra and Tyronn Lue about this over the summer, about just kind of how to manage LeBron. But he's going to question you at every turn if he doesn't think what you're doing is right. And he may not always do it publicly, though occasionally that'll happen too, but definitely behind the scenes. And you got a guy like Rondo, who definitely thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And by the way, he might be in a lot of cases when it comes to a basketball IQ standpoint. Like, him and LeBron are probably the two highest IQ guys we have in the sport, or at least in that conversation. So you have two really headstrong type guys who feel like they know what the right way is. Plus, you've got the young guys who are impressionable and a bunch of guys on one-year deals. Yeah, that's a recipe for potential disaster if you're Luke Walton.
No.
And he's not Eric Spoelstra, right? Like, remember when I was just talking about that 9-8 season, the stories came out then, and certainly we've heard it after the fact when Pat Riley mentioned it to Ian Thompson in his book about how LeBron asked him at that time, do you ever get the itch? And he's like, the itch? And he's like, yeah, the coach. And he's like, no, man, Eric Spoelstra's your coach. And look, I'm not saying Luke Walton's in trouble, but Luke Walton was not Magic Johnson's hire. He was Jeannie Buss's hire.
Right.
So I don't think he has as much security as Eric Spoelstra did. Now, I'm not saying he has no security, because if the owner likes him, that's good enough, right, in most cases. But it'll be interesting to see if this thing doesn't work out the way they think it should work out, because they're expecting playoffs at the very minimum. That's Jeannie Buss's mandate, basically, and her expectation. That, to me, is going to be fascinating to see how that unfolds.
Interesting. So did you sense any desperation in Luke when he's talking about the refs afterwards, or was that just more frustration after, not getting to the line a whole lot? It was desperation or frustration from Luke there?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
I think it's clearly frustration. Of course, you're going to be frustrated because you're desperate for a win at that point.
Yeah.
You can't fall behind in the Western Conference. They get it. And again, look, man, these guys, Luke has been to some extent as an assistant, right? But because he was with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're playing on a team with a star the caliber of LeBron, every game matters,
yes, sir.
Okay?
Yep.
Guys like you and me and Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless and everybody in the sports world is going to have their eyes on these guys and talking about their games and dissecting every single play. So absolutely, I think that there's this outside pressure. They know that it's there, but, man, at times you succumb to it. It's why I honestly think Brandon Ingram reacted the way he reacted the other night in that fight.
I think that's interesting.
He feels the pressure a little bit. He hasn't had great games, and,
I think we lost George there. Can we try him back? But yeah, I mean, that certainly is, a very fascinating part of this young NBA season,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just, the Lakers and the dynamic there and the expectations there and what the reality is, because that's just what I always default back to, right? If the Heat lost in the finals to a team that had Dirk,
that's the one that
Jason
LeBron
Kidd,
definitely should have won.
That. Yeah. If they lost because they didn't have it all together, they weren't ready, then this Lakers team, I mean, I think they're a playoff team because they just have LeBron.
Right.
But beyond that, I just don't know. George, you with us?
Yeah, guys, just to finish up my thought on Brandon Ingram, which is I think that him getting worked by James Harden, him supposedly supposed to be the guy who's going to be the number two to LeBron, because we saw how great he played in the preseason. And he was a number two overall pick, so there's expectations for him. I think he kind of came to the pressure a little bit of all the eyes on them,
mm-hmm.
all the expectations on him. And the other part of it is, and this is kind of like you know, not really a secret, right? Anthony Davis signed with Clutch, who is the agency LeBron James owns. You know, the assumption is, hey, you know, Anthony Davis may be a Laker at some point. And if that's the case, which one of these guys is going to stick around and which one of these guys is going to get shipped off to New Orleans, right? Like that. That's something I think that also hangs over the team's heads, particularly the young guys.
No doubt. It's fascinating stuff. Last thing on the Lakers, did you think the suspensions would be significantly more severe, particularly for Rondo and Ingram?
I thought so. I thought for Ingram, I thought he'd get at least 5 or 6 games.
Me too.
But good for Adam Silver for not overreacting to this stuff, because if it was David Stern, he'd probably give out 10 and 15 game suspensions. So I actually am cool with the way Adam Silver handled it.
We are, of course, talking to George Dono. Does it all for ESPN. Does a radio show out there in L.A. for ESPN L.A. Let me ask you this, George. It appears the Grizzlies have done the unthinkable and gotten a draft pick right. If Jaren Jackson Jr. is good, which he's been the first three games of this season, had 24-7 against Atlanta on Friday, and then was good, especially defensively last night in the win against the Jazz, will the Grizzlies sneak into the playoffs in the West?
Oh, I think they've got a shot. I think there are a number of teams that can be in that 7 or 8 spot, and I think that they're one of them. I love Jaren Jackson Jr. I got a chance to meet him at Summer League and spent some time around him. And not only is he unbelievably talented and still somewhat raw to some extent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I love guys who are that talented and have guys who have dads or people that played in the league or that are involved in sports. You know, Donovan Mitchell's a kid in Utah whose dad works in the Mets organization. And I think that those type of guys carry themselves a certain way, right? Like, nothing surprises them necessarily. They know how to handle the media stuff. That, to me, is a huge step for a young guy. When you're talking about guys who are 19, 20, 21 years old, like, just that stuff is so much different than it was in college even, that it's just impressive, right? And if you can get that stuff down, I mean, the game is something they've done all their lives, but some guys can't deal with the scrutiny and right. The media stuff. And clearly, Jaren, because of a dad who played in the league and played for the Spurs and a number of other teams, I think that stuff just helps. But his game is unreal. I mean, he is the prototypical big man moving forward in this league. And, well, not even moving forward. It's kind of what you see now with Anthony Davis and Carl Anthony Towns and those type of guys, right? Like, he's in that mold, in my opinion. So, I think the sky's the limit for that kid. I love that pick for those guys, for you guys. It's fantastic. I think it's basically a 3-man race for rookie of the year. It's going to be him, Doncic, and Ayton. Like, that's the competition.
Right. And you mentioned that you got a chance to spend some time with him there in Summer League. I mean, not only does he possess, like, the physical abilities, but I really believe what helps him in terms of star qualities is personality, right? Like, he really enjoys it. He likes to be in front of a camera. He likes to be in front of, like, I really believe that Jaren is the biggest potential, like, media star the Grizzlies have ever had. Is that the sense you got being around him?
Oh, no doubt. You know, and look, Mike Conley has some of that, right? You know, dad's an agent, whatnot. Like, I think that there's something to that too. But yeah, Jaren just does it, everything with a smile, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he just looks like he's always having a good time. And look, I'm not comparing him to this, but I've spent a lot of time around Magic Johnson, another guy who does everything with a smile. He's so warm. He's so inviting. You almost feel like you know him, right? And he makes you feel like you know him.
Yep.
And I think Jaren has those type of star qualities that no one else on that roster possesses, even though there's some good guys on that roster like Mark and Mike. But this is just a different level. Like, this kid is the total package, man.
I'm with you 100%. George, last one. How real are these Denver Nuggets 3-0? You can see you're not keeping them out of the playoffs in the West this year. How high can they go, though, George? How high can they get in terms of seeding?
Man, if they play defense like they've been playing to start the season, you know, they could be a top 3 seed, potentially. But I don't know. I don't know if they can keep up that defense and that type of intensity. And by the way, Jamal Murray has stunk it up to start the season, and that's a guy that they count on big time.
Yep.
So they can actually be even better. But yeah, like, they're a top 4 type team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I'd agree.
George, we appreciate the time as always, man.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Sorry for the phone line earlier.
No problem at all.
He is George Sedano, covers the NBA for ESPN, and does a radio show out there. And in L.A., we have some new details, Jason, about the Chad Kelly trespassing incident.
Oh, my
incident.
Lord. Was a woman involved?
No. No. This is...
Oh, no.
Think Ryan Russillo.
Oh.
This is a Ryan Russillo thing here. Sure. We've got some details for you when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Well, Xfinity has just what you need with customizable streaming TV. Now you can pick the TV you want and get fast internet speeds all at a better value. Want to save money? Check out our flexible channel packs. Want all your streaming apps in one place? Get X1. Or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows on any device. Whatever you want, whatever you need. Xfinity has you covered with customizable streaming TV. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 full years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11/4/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a custom-fit shirt. You know, a shirt that'll fit you perfectly regardless of how you're shaped and keep you looking sharp. Rob Joyner, he sold me on them a while back. Now he's here to sell you.
Gary, you know from experience, this is the greatest technology ever in custom-fit shirts. We have 3 measurements that we take and put it in the computer. It gives us one perfect fit shirt for your body out of 175 try-ons. You then pick the fabric from over 150 fabrics, starting at just $98. They're made to your perfect fit and delivered in 7 to 9 days with your choice of collars and cuffs. We've delivered over 2,000 shirts in a year. Guys, just keep coming back to get more. The days of make and do, wearing potato sack fit with sleeves hanging around your knuckles, are over.
So where are you going to get that new custom fit shirt you know you need? James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Yes, both regular and big and tall sizes are available. Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529, or visit forthepeople.com. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably doing in O'Reilly Auto Parts because they have locations throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. Their guaranteed low prices ensure that you are always getting their best deal. In fact, they will match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. They've got the parts you need at prices you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com. Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Clay Travis is going to join us at 1:25. Looking very forward to that. We'll catch up with him about his trip to London. We'll talk Titans with him, Raiders with him, college football with him. A lot to get to with Clay Travis. We'll do that at 1:25. We have an update, Jason. We have a news update on the Chad Kelly trespassing incident.
Oh.
We've got the affidavit.
Further details?
We've got the affidavit. Okay, so here's the affidavit. Police officer contacted Marco Torres and Nancy Lozano. Okay, this is the house that Chad Kelly trespassed into. Nancy was holding their young child.
Oh, no. Not a child involved.
And the police officer learned that Nancy was seated on the couch just inside the front door while holding the child when an unknown male entered the residence uninvited and sat down on the couch next to her, mumbling incoherently.
Damn.
Nancy called for Marco, who confronted the male in the living room and hit him with a stick in the upper back as he kicked the male out of the residence. The stick was later identified as an aluminum vacuum tube with plastic ends about 2 to 3 feet in length. Marco advised the doors to his residence were locked, although the cop found no signs of forced entry. Marco showed security video at the front of his house, which identifies the male as a white male wearing dark pants, a white long-sleeve shirt with a brown vest and a red scarf around his neck. That, of course, was Chad Kelly. And again, he was taken into custody without incident after getting beaten up by Marco Torres with a vacuum tube.
Aluminum vacuum tube. Who's still got aluminum vacuum tubes? Is that normal?
Who has vacuum cleaners anymore?
Mine's plastic vacuum tube. The black one goes on the end. You make it a little longer.
I have a Roomba.
You know?
I have a Roomba.
There's some strange things in this story. You didn't read the strangest fact.
What?
That police said the investigation is ongoing. Here's the part I don't understand. Kelly did not have any alcohol in the system, police said.
Well, that's because he's on that Molly.
Yep. That sounds like
Yeah, he ain't on that. He ain't drunk. He's on that Molly.
How many different drinks? It could just be some of that Denver good, right?
Well, it is. I mean,
don't think it would make
that's
you,
a smoking state. Am I right?
You speak in tongues.
I've never smoked.
You can get some of that good stuff out there.
I've never smoked weed before, but I can. I've had friends who have, and they've never done stuff like this.
Yeah, I don't think it would make you wander into someone's house speaking in tongues.
We'd have to take it up a level.
He wasn't speaking in tongues. He was just mumbling.
He's just mumbling, Bennett, but not drunk. So are we talking peyote?
Could be.
Oh, you know what it is. I know
shrooms.
What it is. No, I know exactly what it is. You know what he did.
What?
He smoked because he'd probably get drug tests in the NFL, so he probably smoked some of that synthetic
weed. Do this to
and
you.
And it made him crazy.
Make you crazy like it did Kim Dicci. Remember that?
Allegedly.
He jumped out of the damn window?
Yeah.
He did. Teammates. Hey, yeah. It makes you think.
You're right.
Synthetic.
Could be synthetic marijuana. That is exactly right. That is a possibility.
If no alcohol in the system, as police say. Had to be something like that.
Do you own a Roomba?
No.
Dude, how do you own a Roomba only with two dogs? Like, my wife wants a Roomba. I'm like, my dog would destroy that thing.
Nah, dude, they don't. I mean, if they attack the Roomba goes into its shell like a turtle.
Do they just think it's an animal that eats the floor?
Basically.
Nah, my dog ain't gonna be cool with that.
Well, put the dog up. Would your dog run the damn house?
I'm not gonna let a stupid Roomba run my house over my dog. Oh, so he protects my house during the day.
You're gonna let an appliance that is actually gonna benefit your home, you're gonna let a dog overrule the appliance that's actually gonna help you.
Yes.
Hey, you white guys, tell me what how the shrooms make you feel. I've always been curious.
Wow.
What's
wow.
that do?
Wow. Wacky.
Could it be shrooms? Could it be shrooms for Kelly?
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, you want me to incriminate myself?
Dude, is it the statute of limitations? You're good.
I actually have never done shrooms.
Bennett?
What?
How did it taste?
I don't know.
Are shrooms chocolate?
I believe
shrooms?
You can get that version, John. Yes.
Is there a type of shroom you can get that'll make you crazy like Chad Kelly was?
Well, I mean, it's shrooms.
Night.
I mean, it's like you hallucinate. So it's possible that he was on shrooms.
No, I like Bennett's theory. I think the synthetic marijuana, knowing that a former teammate has done it.
Now this
that's a good theory, Bennett.
Now
alcohol. That's what throws me off. You said Russillo. This is not a Russillo.
Well, I mean, it's a Russillo in the sense that he's somewhere he's not supposed to be, and he's not trying to harm anybody. He's out of his mind.
This guy wasn't drunk, though.
He could be on acid. I mean, drugs are involved, right? Let's not sit here and act like it. You know, let's not be naive here.
Has to be if no alcohol.
I mean, yeah, like you're not just going to walk into somebody's house, come stone cold sober, and just sit down and start mumbling incoherently. That's just not how it works. It could be acid. It could be LSD. It could be PCP. It could be meth. It could be.
But again, he's not doing anything that he could get drug tested for. I mean, I would think.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure in the NFL, you know when that test is coming, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
He might have just taken the test. You know, who knows? You know when that test is coming, I feel like. I read that somewhere. Or maybe that was in the NBA. Either way, very strange story. I can tell you that.
Chad, stay with
us.
Did you
see the mugshot?
Of course I saw the mugshot.
You see those eyes? He was on something.
Yeah, he was definitely on something. There is no question about it.
I just see a lot of love in those eyes. What are you talking about?
Bro, those eyes are redder than this telephone right here.
If somebody broke into your house, would you really like beat them with a vacuum stick? Like that's
probably the closest thing.
That's your weapon of choice, though. Like,
I'm just grabbing whatever's near me.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's the first thing.
My wife with my child is like, there's a man sitting next to me.
Clearly, keep a clean home. That was the closest thing to him, probably.
Okay, mm-hmm. But Chad Kelly's lucky that it was just a vacuum stick. It could have been a gun.
Could have been a Roomba.
No, it could have been. My home isn't protected because I have a Roomba. Is what you're saying? I don't have.
If you walk into a home like that when he did into the mound or to Raleigh, it won't be a vacuum cleaner.
What will it be?
And East Memphis. I mean, we go all over town. We don't have to make this a neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
Well, you are right. He's lucky that that's all that was pulled on him.
Right.
And then nothing was shot at him or fired at him.
Let's be real. I mean, Nancy is holding the damn baby.
She got the kid.
You know, I mean, you feel like your kid's in danger. You know, that you don't play. You know, I'm not going to beat you with a phone book. I'm going to get my knife or gun out.
How's he going to survive this with this man? I mean, as many chances as he's had.
Well, how stupid. What a stupid decision. You know, like to use anything that would put you in a position where you're going to enter somebody's a complete stranger's home and then just sit down on the couch next to them. It's just stupid. Like he's getting cut. Trust me, he's getting cut. Because it's just like a bad decision.
You think they'll cut him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
He's not talented enough.
That's why he's been given all these chances because he's talented enough.
He's also the nephew of Jim Kelly. You know, that helps him too.
Yes, very aware of that.
But I think if I'm the Denver Broncos organization, I now have a distraction on my football team because of my idiot ass backup quarterback. Goodbye.
Made the wrong choice, Broncos.
Who's third string for them though?
I have no idea.
They might not be in a situation where they can afford to do it. Because, like, to your point, Keenum hadn't been all that hot.
Oh, what's the guy's name? I can't remember what it is.
Not Paxton Lynch.
It's not Paxton Lynch. It's is it Slaughter? Is Slaughter there? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't have my third string quarterback knowledge isn't what it used to be. Sorry. Oh, it's Kevin Hogan.
Yeah.
It's okay. Kevin Hogan. It used to be Kyle Slaughter.
I don't know if you can bump him up to second string.
I don't know what the difference
this
between Kevin
been
Hogan
given
and
chance after chance after chance. I'm just wondering why y'all think it's going to be different this time.
Yeah, and that's why you can't let him survive this. I mean, it's just an embarrassing look for your football team, you know?
100%. But most embarrassing for John.
I mean,
continues to just pick quarterbacks that look a mess.
I mean, if it was Tom Brady who did that, I mean, of course, like he'd survive. They'd chalk that up to some smoothie that he drank. But Chad Kelly does not get the benefit of the doubt.
Nope.
You on that good stuff.
On that synthetic.
Shrooms.
Peyote.
Peyote for sure.
Bath salt.
Double rainbow. You on that double rainbow.
Not on cocaine. Not on cocaine.
I would
don't think this was cocaine.
Yeah, I would think not. I don't know, though. It does give you confidence. So you could just walk into somebody's house and just have a conversation with them. I don't know. Either way, Chad Kelly got his ass beat with a vacuum stick, and now he's embarrassed the entire organization. So there you go. All right, we'll come back. Clay Trapp is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about the Tennessee Titans, and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Main Event throws epic birthday parties with arcade games, bowling, laser tag, and more. So give your kids the birthday party they'll never forget. For the most...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.